Good morning, and welcome to today's Sunday service. We are thrilled that you've joined to worship this morning with us today. I'm going to start our service off with a prayer, and we'll get into the scripture. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to come together as a community of faith. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, for the gifts of life and the opportunity to worship you freely. Lord, we lift up our hearts to you in prayer today. We pray for our church family that we may continue to grow in love, unity, and faithfulness to your word. Help us to hope, to have hope and light in our community, sharing your love with those around us. We pray for those who are hurting and in need, that may need comfort and strength in you. May your healing touch upon them, and may they know your presence in their lives. Lord, as we go forth in today's service, I ask that you bless everyone that's a part of today's service. I ask that you bless my mother, Deaconess Lillian Davis, as she shares her word today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And our scripture today, as you find it, it is Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Everybody here, join with me, Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to those and to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And okay, so we will move on to my mom, Deaconess Lillian Davis. We won't have a sermonic selection today.
Amen. 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 We will have a sermonic selection. We're going to sing. It's an old song. It's called Hallelujah. Anyhow, I don't know if that's the topic. I mean, if that's the words, but it goes like Hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your troubles weigh you down. When Satan gets on your back, you just say hallelujah anyhow. But I think we may have a sermonic selection after all. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Because I'm sure you guys didn't want me to start singing. But God bless anyhow.
Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. He's been so, so good. And so that's what we sing. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life, can't praise you enough. Even if I try, the Lord, you've been so good to me. Y'all sound great. Lord, you are good. And we're declaring together, been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, the Lord, you've been so good. You've been so good. Yes, you have. You've been so good. You've been so good. Thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good, so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God, because you have been so good to us. Somewhere in Psalms 150, it reads, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has allowed us to see another day. He woke us up this morning with the activities of our limbs, clothed in our right minds. I've been traveling for the past 2 weeks. Glad to be back on U.S. soil. Grateful to God for keeping me safe in my travels. I'm recovering from a chest cold. But I'm claiming victory over the enemy today. Hallelujah. Yet there's a praise deep down in my soul. Hallelujah. I'm thankful today for God's grace. Grateful for a clean bill of health. Hallelujah. Taylor, I'm just grateful to God because he blesses me in spite of my shortcomings. Did you hear me? In spite of my shortcomings, the Lord still blesses us. Amen? Amen. And I'm grateful this morning that he chose me to bring a word for you this morning. Amen? Thankful for my deliverance. Amen. If you just had a glimpse of the past couple years, hallelujah, of my life. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, hallelujah, my soul just cries out, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah, for keeping me. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise him this morning. I just want to honor my mom, hallelujah, for her life, and for how she prays for me and my family. I thank God for her. It's word time. It's word time. It's word time. Hallelujah. This morning, I will be in the book of Habakkuk. This book consists of three chapters, and I would recommend in your spare time that you would just read it. It's a good word. It's short. And I'm just praying that God allow me to give you a quick summary of all three books in my message. Amen. Amen. I wish Sister Deaconess Barb was here, because she says, I need y'all to talk back to me. Hallelujah. To hurry me on. I just need you to talk back. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul. Amen. So Habakkuk 1, I don't think I put that on the screen, but I'll read Habakkuk 1 and 2, and then Habakkuk 3, 19, 17 to 19, and for the witness, Romans 12 and 12. Habakkuk 1 and 2 reads, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?" Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19 in the NIV version. "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there is no grapes on the vine, though the crop, the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on heights." Romans 12 and 12, the NIV version. "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning full of gratitude. Thank you for this time of worship. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this house. Open our hearts and our minds to hear you. Heal the wounded. Set free those who are bound. And release deliverance in this place. Anoint this vessel. Fill me with your grace and power as I submit my will unto you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I will be speaking from the subject, "Come what may." Come what may. Tragedy is hard to understand, hard to explain, and hard on our faith sometimes. Some of us lay the blame at the feet of God and choose to be bitter or become silent. Amen? I know what that's like. In today's world, it's difficult to be disappointed by someone or something. In today's world, it's not difficult to be disappointed by someone or something. Our hopes and expectations are bound to come crashing down when life does not turn out the way we think it should. Nobody wants to willingly struggle, endure pain and sickness, betrayal, or experience intolerable experiences. It's inevitable we are bound to encounter trials which test our faith and expose what we are truly made of spiritually. Trials try you. It's hard to remain steadfast in our faith, our hope, and our trust in God when the rain is pouring and when God is silent. It can cause you to turn your back on his word, doubt the power of prayer, or reject the body of Christ. It takes deep faith, the faith that carries the presence and power of God to our circumstances to produce extraordinary results for the glory of our Father. Meaning, let me break it down. We believe God's promises. We trust in his faithfulness. We trust him working behind the scenes. Amen. Even though we cannot see it, I'm still talking about faith. It's believing that God is greater than anything we are facing, and it's proactive confidence in God. Amen. Amen. The book of Habakkuk teaches us faith, hope, and trust in the sovereignty of God by choosing to praise and give thanksgiving in spite of our circumstances to come. The faith that Habakkuk had in the midst of darkness was that he believed that no matter what happened, God was still God, and that he still sits on the throne. Amen. Habakkuk was one of the minor prophets, and the minor prophets were the short books in the Bible, if you didn't know. He was one of the minor prophets to the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. God had revealed to Habakkuk that they would be invaded. His people would lose everything. Everything that they had built over the years, worked hard for, would be gone, just wiped away. The Israelites had to face defeat and go into exile. These are the same people that Moses led out of Egypt. The same hard-headed people that just came out of slavery, amen, only to be punished again for disobedience and idolatry. Habakkuk was called unique, meaning he was the only one of his kind. Most prophets had spoke to the people for God, but Habakkuk, he spoke directly to God for the people. He opens with a plea to God regarding the injustice he witnessed among the people. He saw the righteous suffering and the wicked prospering. Habakkuk cries of frustration was, "O Lord, how long must I call for help, but you do not listen?" He was burdened by the injustice happening around him and in the nation of Judah. He wondered where God was and why God did not set things right. I'm sure we've all been there. Hallelujah. He wanted God to punish them. I know this feeling all too well. I wanted God to get the people who was hurting me or who hurt me. You know what I mean, right? You want God to make them pay for what they did. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's just me. Can I get some amens in the house? Hallelujah. Where's Sister Margaret? Sister Margaret know what I'm talking about. But God said, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." Amen. God uses trials to build our character because he loves us. Wait, what? He uses trials to build our character because he loves us. Sometimes you just have to say, "Okay, God." Habakkuk had asked God two questions: why and how long? I drive my husband Kirby crazy because I always ask him why about everything. He'd tell me something, I'd be like, "Why? Why?" And he'd be like, "Just do it. Just do what I asked, or just do." But I ask why all the time. Maybe that's why I was drawn to Habakkuk. Amen. Why are these things happening, and how long will it be? My question, how long is it going to be? Hallelujah. Have you ever asked God that? Why me, and why is it taking so long? The answers are not always what you want to hear. You see, Habakkuk wondered why God seemed silent in the face of such wickedness. But God replied to Habakkuk that he is raising up the Babylonians, a ruthless nation, to execute judgment on Judah. This confused him. He's questioning God about how he can use a nation more wicked than Judah to punish them. It doesn't make sense. right? We've all heard that saying, why do bad things happen to good people? We're reminded in Habakkuk 2 and 4 that the righteous will live by faith. Amen. We have to take God at his word, period. Come what may, the temple and the city were destroyed. Many were killed and taken to Babylon. Taylor, even if God's promises seem to tarry, we are not to give up. We are to remain faithful and steadfast. Trusting God gives us the access to the fruits of the Spirit and strength to press through. I'm going to read that again. We are to trust God who gives us access to the fruits of the Spirit and strength to press through. Amen. 2 Peter 3 and 5 reminds us that with God, 1,000 years is a day. God's timing is not ours, but his promises will come. Habakkuk 2 and 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not stay. Amen. It may be delayed. It may be delayed, but do not give up. If it seems slow, wait patiently. It will surely come. Amen. The Babylonians will experience judgment in God's perfect time. You're not going to understand God's ways or his timing. You're not going to understand God's ways or his timing. You're not going to understand God's ways or his timings. Say that again for Sister Lillian. Amen. God patiently told Habakkuk that things were going to get worse before they got better. Come what may, the ruthless Babylonians are coming to invade. Come what may, the wickedness, strife, and oppression is rampant in Judah. Come what may, they are going to execute and judge them. Come what may. No matter what happens or you're going through, I and you should worship God. Habakkuk learned to rest in God's sovereignty and to wait patiently in faith. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. God has all things under control. Amen. He has all things under control. Isaiah 41 and 13 says, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says, do not fear. I will help you. He holds us in the palm of his hands. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. No weapon can harm me. He's my comfort, who restores my soul. Hallelujah. He revives me. I am not alone. Hallelujah. You are never alone. He's always, always with you, and he always holds you close. He'll guide you through the mountains and the valleys. He will anoint you with gladness, and your cup will be filled with goodness. Hallelujah. And mercy. Hallelujah. Because we are the children. We are his children. Amen. We will always have more than enough. Always have more than enough. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says we will always have more than enough. So we are to turn our doubts and our fears to faith. Let your faith increase. Let your faith increase. during your dark seasons, oh Lord. Oh Lord. I'm preaching to myself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Habakkuk was committed to praising God regardless of the circumstances. Yes, the pain is real, but God is real too. He knew God had promised that the Babylonians would be judged for their sins. Amen. It's not our job. Vengeance is of the Lord. We may not fully understand God's design for our lives, but in time, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. After we've waited patiently, hallelujah, hallelujah, settled our souls to rest in God, glory be to God. That's when our peace comes, amen? Hallelujah. And guess what? Guess what? The circumstances have not changed, hallelujah. That's true joy, hallelujah. We serve a God of Exodus, hallelujah. He will make a way. But you must stand still. Amen. There's a praise. Hallelujah. Deep down in my soul, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Decree and declare victory over every area in your life. You have to speak it into existence. And God will move on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Let's turn our attention back to chapter 3 and 17. As it opens, no fruit on the fig tree, no grapes growing on the vines, no olives, no produce, a lack of sheep and cattle. There was no hope. But the prophet says, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. These people made their living off of the land. They depended on good crops, amen, and their animals to survive. There was nothing. Everything was wiped away. But yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk's joy was not dependent on physical blessings. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine? No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers of things present, more things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Romans 8:37-39. God is with us through every adversity. We just have to remember God, our Lord and Savior, is in control. Amen. Verse 18. Praises God specifically for salvation. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God not only could save, but God is our salvation. Amen. His joy comes from his personal relationship with God. This is Habakkuk. And it should be us as well. All right. Our salvation should mean everything to us. Everything. Chapter 3, verses 19. Habakkuk recognizes the sovereign Lord as his strength. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon my high places. You see, he enables me to walk on the mountain heights. Treading on the heights is our ability and the power of God to have victory over our enemies. We gotta be in God's power. The deer Habakkuk is referring to was a mountain climbing deer known for its sure and steady feet on terrain who never falls. Our Lord promises to us is to keep our feet grounded as we travel through these difficult seasons. Amen. I came across a passage in my study that read, sometimes we are too strong to be blessed. Sometimes it's not life knocking you down. Sometimes it's God himself. The world tells us to get back up again, right? And there's a song saying, get back up again. But sometimes God is saying, stay down so I can bless you. Regardless of what others say and do, we are to keep our eyes secured on our Lord and Savior, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We are to run with endurance and refuse to give up. Shake off the temptations to live for ourselves. And like the deer on the mountaintop, we are to step boldly into whatever God has called us to do. Anybody else feel certain or feel a little crushed? Ouch. We are to step boldly into whatever God has called us to do. In the midst of trying times, it's so easy to become overwhelmed with discouragement. Habakkuk, he redirected his attention to God. A side note. So during my dark days, when I felt like all hope was gone and my heart was crushed, my voice was silenced from brokenness. The emotional pain that I was carrying, I felt ashamed. I felt defeated. I was sinking daily into depression. The weight was unbearable at times. Glory be to God. It was difficult to be like Habakkuk and redirect my attentions to God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? But one night, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. I was crying unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I was crying. It was late one night. As I felt him embracing me, my soul was lifted. And the Lord spoke to me. According to your faith, let it be done. According to your faith, let it be done. Hallelujah. I remember Jacob, who reminded me of that time. Hallelujah. I remember Jacob, who reminded me of that time he was wrestling with God. I remember telling Jacob, I'm tired of this pain. I just don't understand. Why me? Why did this have to happen to me? I didn't understand it. Where did I go wrong, Lord? Did I do something wrong? I don't understand. Jacob had said to hold on. It's time for you to stop blaming yourself for something you had no control over. Start fighting back. Get your joy back. Start fighting back. Get your joy back. Stop fighting and get your joy back. Use your sword the word of God. Use your sword. Hallelujah. Hold on to God like never before. Our sword is for a lifetime of thriving. Hallelujah. You may never, ever get the answer. I remember Job holding on, and the angel saw that he did not prevail against Jacob. So he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled. I'm here to tell you this morning that you can have joy in the midst of your sufferings. God showed me that not putting on my armor that he provides, don't get it twisted. My armor was on, it just wasn't tight. Hallelujah. It was always on, it just needed to be tightened. Hallelujah. So the armor he provides, if you don't have it on, you won't be able to stand. We're fighting an invisible enemy, y'all. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:12 tells us we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Amen. Our struggle is not against that person who hurt you, but it's against spiritual forces of evil. I had to accept and embrace my new normal. That the child that I raised, my 14-year-old child, decided to leave home. She was no longer under my umbrella. I couldn't protect her. I felt guilty of that. Hallelujah. Like something I did. It was out of my hands. I had to let it be. I was devastated. My heart ached all the time. I had experienced an unimaginable void of pain. But God, this burden that I carry, it stripped me of every strength, all the strength in my body. Kirby will tell you. I got up. I went to work. I did what I had to do. I came home and I cried. I got up. I went to work. I did what I had to do when I came home and I cried. All I did was cry. The drop of a hat. Somebody said, boo, I cried. My joy light was dim. But God built me back up again. God had showed me how to fight from a place of victory. Even though I didn't feel it, even though I didn't see it, but I had to believe that I had the victory. Amen. So what do you do when everything is taken away from you? Habakkuk said, trust in the Lord, no matter what. Yet I will rejoice. Nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Job had lost everything, but he continued to trust God. He never got a reason for his suffering. He said, the Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Glory be to God. We serve an awesome God, y'all. We serve a God who is worthy, hallelujah, of our praises, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless Job, hallelujah. Genesis 32 and 31 states that the sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel. It's a place they name the face of God, where Job had encountered God. Amen. The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Is anyone limping this morning? Is anybody limping this morning? Is anybody limping this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am limping today because I am blessed. Hallelujah. No longer defeated, no longer bound. Glory be to God. I purpose in my heart that I will trust the Lord. I will stand on his word. I will believe what it says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will trust the Lord because he's been too good to me. He's been too good to you. Hallelujah. And we ought to always, always have a praise in our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Of our praises. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, we should always have joy deep down in our soul. Hallelujah. Jacob had a permanent limp. His limp was a constant reminder of God's blessing. Amen. It has taken me some time, but I'm learning the disappointments, the deceits, sickness, abandonment that I felt, the disrespect, forgiving people who hurt you. Yes, all that stuff. It's preparing you for the blessing that's coming your way. Don't ever, ever, ever think God doesn't see your pain. Remain faithful. He always shows up. Always. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. That's a promise from God. Habakkuk trusted God no matter the circumstances. God always shows up. Always. I do not look like what I have been through. I thank God for so many things. He's been good to me, y'all. He has kept me, y'all. Because I thought I was losing it at one time. But God. In my closing today, choose to praise God for the salvation he provides in Christ Jesus. By seeing him as a source of our strength. No matter what comes, I will rejoice and be committed to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that your soul was blessed this morning. I know this might have been a little personal, but it needed to come out. It needed to come out. God is here for you this morning. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though the storms are raging, God is here for you. He will restore that which is broken in you. Even when you can't see him or feel him, his presence is there. Trust and believe that he is with you. Fighting for you. He knows everything that you are going through. Everything. Will you commit to him today? Will you trust him with your everything? Will you believe that he will make a way for you? Will you thank him in the midst of the trials when the dirt is all over you? Will you thank him when you have nothing but him to lean on? Like I said, my light was dim. But you got to read. You got to fill your spirit and your soul with his promises. Because it's so easy to go down that road. Because all you see and feel is what you feel. We're human. We hurt. But we got to give that to God. Hallelujah. I thank God today that my joy is back, Pastor. And my joy is back today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's been a long road, but my joy is back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God and I praise him because he is so worthy. Hallelujah. If by God's grace you made the decision today to commit your life to him, the ultimate battle is already won. It was won on the cross. Hallelujah. Accept his amazing grace today. Hallelujah. We should always strive to be like Habakkuk, to have a great faith like him, and still be able to rejoice. Amen. The altar is open if you need prayer. Thank you. If there was a word that touched you today, or if you felt like you was hanging by your nails, there is hope in God. I'm here to tell you, there is hope in God. Hallelujah. Just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him and show up. He will show up for you. Hallelujah. Can we just give God some praise? Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, you've been so good to us, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We love you this morning, oh God. We love you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, he's been so good to us, oh God. He's been so good to us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 glory, Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. For the ones who lifted me up. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. To my mama, God love you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Kirby, you know I love you. Thank you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Wasn't that a good word? It blessed my soul. Many times in my profession, I'm always asking, why? Why is this happening? Why are these kids so out of control? Why are the parents seem to not be involved? Why do I have to call 10 and 12 times just to get an answer? And this message definitely blessed me today. So many things have been taken away this school year, just budgeting issues, after school programs, and all of these things have been taken away. And I'm just asking, why? There's so much violence in our city. The younger generation are just not understanding the importance of a life. And sometimes I'm just asking why. Why is this happening? Why is this being allowed to happen in our city? But this message today blessed me and gave me a different perspective that even in the midst of trials and what's going on in the world, we got to stand strong. And many times I'm why am I not getting paid when I'm supposed to be getting paid? And God placed me in this city to work with these children for a reason. And I'm just so blessed today to hear that even when you're going through, you gotta stand and be faithful and pray and wait. I feel like I've been waiting for an answer for years. And I feel like I've gotten an answer today. So that was a great message. So moving on, we're going to have offering by Sister Shanita Scott, Deaconess Shanita Scott.
Good morning, church. This morning, at this time, we were gathered to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, and also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code CARE. Send check or money order to Venmo at Taylor's-Tabernacle6309. Cash at $Taylor's Tabernacle. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One is for your tithes and offering, and one is for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. If you want to bless our wonderful pastor, you can do that by Cash App, $Pastor Jonathan Ford, and Venmo at Jonathan-Ford25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Now we'll have our sister Courtney come and do the announcement. Deaconess Courtney come and do the announcement. Amen, church. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday in person. It's wonderful to see your beautiful faces and through our Facebook and YouTube live stream. We will continue to stream via Facebook and YouTube every Sunday at 10 a.m. And remember to hit subscribe so that you can stay abreast of all of the things that we have going on at the Tabernacle. And you'll hear in a minute we have some things going on. When you decide to join us in person, please make sure that you take your temperature before leaving home. If you are feeling unwell, we ask that you stay home and come see us when you are feeling better. Every Sunday, we will gather for 8:30 a.m. in person corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. For this Lent season, we have given up red meat and desserts from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, except for Sundays. So hang in there. We're almost done. Wednesday night prayer and Bible study is at 7 p.m. via our Google Meet. And Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9 a.m. also via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And please remember Pastor's Wiley Challenge to invite all of your friends to join us for our Sunday school. It is still Girl Scout cookie season, so please support our girls, Kennedy, Zoe, and Zaya. So, it's Holy Week coming up, and we have a few things going on. Next Sunday, March 24th at 10 a.m. is Palm Sunday. March 28th at 6:30 p.m. is Holy Thursday, and we'll be having a special Passover service in person here at the Tabernacle, and that's at 6:30 p.m. March 29th at 7 p.m. we will be having a Good Friday service via Google Meets. March 31st at 10 a.m. is Resurrection Sunday. So invite your friends and your family to come and worship with us on that Sunday. And details for all of our gatherings are also included in the church's email, newsletter, and our website calendar. And still Women's Month, and March 30th, the women of Taylor Tabernacle present brunch and boards. And I believe everybody knows what a vision board is. So the women of Taylor Tabernacle, we're going to come together and do a prayer board. How many know you can't have a vision without prayer? So we're going to come together, get creative, fellowship with one another, and we're going to have our prayer boards. Women, please invite your family, your friends to come and join us. This will be held at the Tabernacle on the third floor from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be $5 per person, all supplies, and brunch will be included. I think you all know your deacon likes to eat. So be sure. Thank you, Governor. So you know we'll have a spread. The $5 will be due next Sunday, March 24th. But please feel free to RSVP for yourself and any guests
to myself, Shanita, or Christina at any time. And I do just want to say, given this Sunday, I think we can see that the women of Taylor Tabernacle have testimonies. And the word says we overcome through our testimony. So I think that next Sunday will be a Sunday that you don't want to miss. The 24th, it'll be a Sunday where we will hear from generations of women at the Taylor Tabernacle giving their testimonies. And you can see today that we have them. So I think you don't want to miss them. And finally, we're going into April, but we're having April 14th. We're having a planting party in the garden after service with Turning the Tide. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Now we will have the benediction from our Deaconess Lily.
Amen. Before we leave, I just wanted to share something crazy. Because I don't know if y'all know, I'm a little crazy sometimes in my thinking. Yeah, some people know, right? So just listen to this. So last year, I had planned some trips and events around this time of the year because I wasn't going to be here. You know, this was my plan. I was like, no, I don't feel like the Women's Month thing. I don't want to be doing anything. You know, I'm tired. I have nothing to give, nothing to do. So I planned, you know, trips and events. So, but God, here I stand today in the pulpit that I said, you know, no, I can't do that. I don't want to do that no more. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Whew. Cause he knows this child right here, you know, she's a little cuckoo sometimes. But I thank and I praise God, for what he's doing in my life, for what he's going to do in my life, what he's going to do in you guys' life. As long as we be obedient to him and do what his word says. Amen. Amen. But I also encourage you to read Habakkuk. I like the minor prophets. I like reading the short books. Not the books pastor give us, but I like the short books. But I know they're going to bless me. I like the short books because it's just so much in them, the richness of his word. And I just hope that you know, take some time to read it so you can get the gist of Habakkuk and the life that he lived. Cause he was a man of faith. Amen. And it just blessed my soul. And I think when I was kind of told that I would be speaking, I asked God to show me, like, what would you have me to speak on? So, you know, I always pray and ask God to, you know, I'm always writing stuff down. So, in my mind, I, had a conversation. I think I was with Sister Helena and Barb and they were talking about women, well, women win. So I was like, well, wounded women win too. You know, me being a wounded woman coming out of a fight of my life, I felt like. So I kind of had to add that in there, wounded, winning wounded, because, you know, we go through these battles and just like the soldiers and, you know, they're fighting and they're wounded. Some of them are wounded, but they win in the battle. So we win too. Wounded women win as well women. We got to be right in our minds too. That's important in self-care. I love self-care. That's very important to me. Massages, getting your nails done. I mean, it's more to it than that too, but I like that stuff. But I thank God for how he just continues to make me out of a liar. You know, the things, you know, I just was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. But he encourages me in spite of myself. I thank God for my brother. Who always opposed me. But I was like, I'm going to be a big girl this time.
I'm not going to call you whimpering. Well, I shouldn't say whimpering, but I usually call him for encouragement, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and get through this, on God's strength. Amen. 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 All minds clear. Let's stand. Pastor, do you have anything you want to? Okay. All right. Okay. May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. Amen.